Well, we're here with Charlie Wright from Strategic Investor Radio, and you've done over 250 interviews in the course of this show. You must have learned something along the way, Charlie. What tips can you give people?
You know, Paul, what I've learned was capsulized in a TED Talk that I watched recently. It was about a guy who wanted to experiment, and he wanted to demonstrate or find out to what degree storytelling really impacts things. So what he did was he went on eBay and he bought 200 items, small items, spent a total of $129. So each item was a dollar or less. He took those items and he sent a picture of each one to different authors. And he asked those authors if they would write a story about this little item that he had purchased. Well, they agreed. And he took the items and then the story that he had of each one, and he put them back up for sale on eBay. So now it was the same items, but they had the benefit of a little story about them. Now remember, he bought them for $129 total, and he sold them for $8,000.
Oh my goodness, that's the markup for a good story.
That's right. So the moral of the point of this is that stories change the narrative. The item became a tool within a framework, and it created a desire by the listener to participate in that framework. It creates meaning for somebody, and that's what he was able to demonstrate by the story. Someone tells a story in their own voice. It just makes a huge difference. In this particular case, we didn't even hear their voice. But when you do it with their own voice, and then especially if it's in a conversation mode, credibility of being in an interview on a real show, it all creates a bond with the listener, creates a desire to participate. It's more interesting, and they have credibility.
Well, and I think they have credibility because you can relate to it. We all are brought up telling stories. Many books have been written about this, the famous Seth Godin and his book Tribes and all the others like it. And that's what, from the earliest history of mankind, storytelling is how you passed along the traditions of the tribe. It's what you do when you join a company and the old sales guy takes you aside and says, all right, kid, let me tell you how we do things about it. Tell me how it was in the old days here. It's how we relate. It's how we pass information along, and it's how we retain information.
So, Paul, I then reflected upon Strategic Investor Radio and the interviews that we've had and all of the stories that I've heard about people. I went to a conference a while back and interviewed several people at the conference, and three of those people have PhDs in some type of engineering. Mm-hmm. PhDs, Stanford, major schools, they work for NASA, major places. They dropped it all at some point after being in that career to become investment advisors. And then after becoming investment advisors, each one of them had created their own investment strategies that they now offer to their own clients and to others. Another interview was with an MIT-trained engineer who became a venture capital fund manager and made his venture capital investments available to the private investor at very low minimum, something that no one else has done. Another one was a hedge fund sales executive who left the industry, went to Broadway. Yes, Broadway, as in musical shows.
I remember that one, yeah.
Became a producer, received a Tony Award, the pinnacle of awards on Broadway. Then after doing that, dropped it all, went back to the hedge fund industry to establish a website service connecting various people in the industry.
Well, you know what you're pointing out, too, is a lesson I learned as an entertainment publicist for 20 years. When you approach a newspaper, particularly when we did corporate work, the corporations all want to tell the product story, the features and benefits story. That's an ad. That's not an article in the newspaper. If you want to get somebody to write about your story, then you have to tell it in a way that fits one of three formats. And the three formats that we found worked over and over again was news, this is something breaking, this is exciting, this is new. You can always position it as something new and revolutionary and breakthrough or whatever. That's the hardest one to do. The easiest one to do is what you're talking about, personal stories. Tell me the personal story of how you created this, why you created this, who you are, your journey. That immediately makes people relate to you. And when you look at the newspaper, there's really only three types of stories, and it's carried over to everything else we're doing. There's news stories, what's happening right now. There's personal stories, man bites dog, homeless man becomes a millionaire, something inspirational, something interesting, celebrity stories, whatnot. And then the other one is a trend story. Tell me where it fits in the future. How does it fit with the overarching themes taking place here? This is hot, this is not. This is in, this is out. If you can position it as part of a future trend, a developing trend, people are always interested.
Yeah, they are. And just, Paul, to close that, one of the most inspiring and different interviews we had was a physical trainer who's now in his early 30s, who years ago ignored everybody's prevailing advice. He became a Bitcoin investor early on.
Right.
Okay, he is now retired, again in his early 30s, does whatever he wants, and literally becomes more wealthy every single day by doing nothing.
Right. And how he came to discover that, his own personal journey of getting involved in something that's pretty out there, is a pretty amazing story, pretty memorable story.
It is. But what's interesting also to me, Paul, is that most of these stories have not been dramatic, a real epiphanies in the middle of the night or something like that. They've been insights into investment managers' thinking or experience, but they have been very, very interesting and insightful.
We always tell people before our interviews, I know you're going to give lots of facts and figures and information and technical data. That's great. It's part of what you need to do. But stories, good or bad, stories are what people will remember and take away.
And Paul, what I have really seen and recognized is that these stories that people that we have heard on Strategic Investor Radio that they have told us, they are not effective on a website through written word. They're not effective.
No, this is an oral storytelling,
in a white paper.
Storytelling is an oral medium. You sit around a campfire, you sit around the table, you sit at the bar, you sit with a group of friends, and you tell stories, you swap stories. That's the most ancient form of communication and the most authentic.
So the bottom line is, we all have stories.
Oh, yeah.
And we create a bond with the listener, and they are much more likely to
compelling.
Be persuaded by us.
Yeah, they're compelling.
Through these stories.
They're compelling because you connect with it. It makes you a real person. You're not just a faceless entity or a faceless product or strategy. You become personalized. There's a person attached to it.
So, Paul, the key is storytelling. We're now going to put Strategic Investor Radio on eBay, and we're going to charge 10 times what we charge regular listeners to listen. What is 10 times zero, Paul?
More than we have now. Well, I appreciate your insights. I've believed in storytelling. You know, I'm an Irish Catholic, so I was born telling stories. There are certain cultures. You come from the South. Every time I go down South, they love to tell stories about their old dog, Bo, and their hunting stories and their funny stories. You know, they don't all have to be funny, but they have to be real. And just find your real personal story, your news story, or your trend story. If you can frame your discussion in one of those three ways, you'll get a lot farther.
So, Paul, I'm grateful to be a part of the storytelling of Strategic Investor Radio, and look forward to doing a lot more of it.